Hello, and welcome to another episode of the podcast and some more insanity in our lives. This is from Windsor, Ontario. A judge has ruled that beliefs about COVID-19 can be a factor in whether parents can keep kids safe. Basically, custody of children can now hinge on whether or not you are willing to play along with the narrative. Now, I'd want to say that I'm surprised something like this happened, but unfortunately, I'm not. It was really just a matter of time. I'll leave a link in the link so you can just check out the article for yourself. An Ontario Superior Court Justice George King denied a Windsor man interim custody of his kids because of the man's fervent anti-masking beliefs means he wouldn't take appropriate measures to keep them safe from COVID-19. The decision notes the man believes COVID-19 to be a host and has boasted in public about flouting health restrictions such as masks and social distancing. The health and welfare of his children and, by extension, the principal caregiver should not be jeopardized because of his public behavior and promotions of his opinions. Legal experts say the ruling is consistent with past custody rulings involving issues of children's health, but it say is significant because it articulates new standards and language specific to COVID-19. So, it's not bad enough that the media is bought off, that people who ask legitimate questions are gaslighted as conspiracy theorists. Now there's a new weapon to use against legitimate criticism. Do you want to see your kids again? That is essentially what the ruling is, and it sends a very dangerous precedent. And the article goes on. Yavar Hamid, an Ottawa-based human rights lawyer, said, "People have the right to express themselves, but that expression is limited at the point where harm can come to another person." Basically making the argument, your freedom, your charter rights, like your Section 2 rights, they're limited, in the face of quote-unquote public necessity. To address the elephant in the room, what if this pandemic is grossly overblown? What if it is, by and large, heavily exaggerated? Are you going to force your kids to wear a mask and, get 6 or 8 or however many hours of oxygen deprivation every day just that you can play along with the narrative? And I do note that I would have to look up the original case, but this is a pandemic is established as a fact. There's no room for questioning. There's no room for nuance. And down near the end, the justice called some of what the man posted about COVID-19 being not real as erroneous, pointing out the rise in hospitalizations and deaths due to the virus. Now, I have a problem with that. We keep hearing, mostly just the cases and about the deaths. What our media and our politicians deliberately fail to report on is, yes, there are people who died. They're also 85 years old with, significant health problems. Or that our death count is, people who die with it in many jurisdictions are considered to have died from it. And the actual definition, at least in BC, is as if a probable or confirmed case, a person who dies and they have a clinically compatible illness. Really? You're not actually going to diagnose anyone? And the article concludes by saying, giving the mother includes giving the mother the power to make decisions around the vaccination. The interim custody is awarded wholly within the context of the pandemic and can be revisited once it subsides. So, what happens if you have serious questions about these vaccines and some of that information isn't posted here? You know, they don't test on children. They don't test on seniors. They don't test on people with significant health problems. They don't test for carcinogenicity, like cancer causing. They don't test for toxicity, like is it poisonous? Pfizer, just to name one, skipped their animal testing. So even without going full conspiracy theorist, do you really want to rush to get your children whatever this is? But according to this ruling, it's now up to the mother. And, you know, back when we had that whole thing with Bill C-16 and forced pronouns and compelled speech, this is actually far worse because, well, it's compelled speech and it's compelled behavior. You have to play along with this narrative. No matter what you know, no matter what you can prove, you have to go through the motions of at least acting like it's real. If you don't, you might not have custody of your kids depending on your situations. Anyhow, I'll leave a link for this article. Do read it. It's disturbing. Anyway, that's all I have for you in this one. Have a great night, everyone.